Alright, so before we start today's episode, I know my initial goal, my first idea for this podcast was to do a daily wrestling podcast because, frankly, let's admit it, we have a show, a weekly show almost every day. Raw, NXT 2.0, Dynamite, Impact, SmackDown, Rampage. There are days with no shows, but with events, with pay-per-views, and we have daily news. Almost every day we have something new going on, contracts, TV shows, new titles, debuts, all of that. But I found it pretty hard to record daily. Especially on some days when I don't really have any free time or any spare time. I mean, I have free time, but sometimes I choose to do something else with my free time. I know it's strange. I don't know, watching the Squid Game or something like that. I love wrestling, and I'm constantly looking at news sites and reading reports and watching shows. But I missed an episode yesterday. And I'm not sure if it will be the only episode I will ever miss, or there will be more episodes in the future that I will miss, daily episodes. Then again, maybe it's time to rethink it. Maybe do it twice a week, or day on, day off, or something like that. I don't know. But that's something that I have to think about with myself. So I just want to make that clear. Let's start today's episode right now. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the Wrestling Podcast. SmackDown featured King and Queen of the Ring first round matches. We saw the brackets revealed on both men and women's sides. So we have on the men's side, Rey Mysterio versus Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn won with a roll-up in a good match. I know Sami Zayn said in an interview that one of his last dream matches in WWE is against Rey Mysterio. I'm not sure if that's what he had in mind or a pay-per-view match that goes on for 20, 25 minutes. But it was a good match. Sami Zayn won the roll-up. Then we got Cesaro versus Finn Balor. No word about the Demon King. But Finn Balor beat Cesaro. Now he'll face Sami Zayn in the semifinals. On the second side of the bracket, we have Kofi Kingston versus Jinder Mahal and Xavier Woods versus Ricochet. Both matches are, I think they're set to be on Raw. Maybe this week. I don't know. I'm not sure that they addressed it, but that's the second side. So if I'm, you know what, I'm going to give my predictions later on. On the women's side, we had Toni Storm versus Zelina Vega. Zelina won with a surprise victory, in my opinion. And we had Liv Morgan versus Carmella. Carmella with her new protective face mask. So she'll still remain the most beautiful wrestler in the world. Beat Liv Morgan. And on the other side, and she'll face Zelina Vega on the semifinals. The other side of the bracket, we have Doudrop versus Natalia and Dana Brooke versus Shayna Baszler as our quarterfinal matches. So that's what we had on SmackDown and what we'll see in the future. And you know what? I'm not good at predictions, but I'm going to give my predictions anyway about the King and Queen of the Ring. But I will give them after I'm going to finish talking about SmackDown, because we had some other stuff on SmackDown, not just the King and Queen of the Ring tournament. We had a great promo from Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. We had a contract signing without any contract being signed, because, you know, why sign a contract in a contract signing? Nevertheless, it was executed pretty well by all three women. Bianca, of course, stood tall in the end, because she needs momentum. And you know, I'm fine with Bianca standing tall. Sasha and Becky had a lot of time to shine in the women's division. Maybe now it's Bianca's time. I'm not saying she's going to win the title again, but I love that she stood tall at the end. Speaking of the end, we had Seth Rollins and Edge. Edge's response to Seth Rollins and what he did last week. And the challenge is laid on for a Hell in a Cell match. And you know what? It's perfect, because WWE has the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, which kind of makes, you know, it must have two Hell in a Cell matches, and sometimes it doesn't fit any rivalry, any feud, nothing, but they have to do it because that's what the pay-per-view called. But this time, it's not during a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. It fits the feud. It was a very intense, very personal feud. Scores tied, 1-1, one each for one each apart. And I love it that they're going to finish it in Hell in a Cell at Saudi. Can't wait to see the match. All in all, it was a decent episode of SmackDown. It got things going. It made the Saudi show feel like a pay-per-view and not just a show they do for money. And we started off the King and Queen of the Ring tournament, so that's fine. Great episode by me. And now, let me embarrass myself with my predictions for King and Queen of the Ring. Okay, so my prediction for King of the Ring. Obviously, we know that the first semifinal will be Sami Zayn and Finn Balor. The only problem with this match that I have is that I know the finals are at the Saudi show. I know Sami Zayn can't enter Saudi Arabia for personal reasons. So Finn Balor will win. Not that I think Sami should beat Balor, but it's pretty obvious who's going to win. Now, on the other side of the bracket, we have Kofi versus Jinder. I think Kofi will win. And Xavier versus Ricochet, and I'm pretty sure Xavier will win. Now, Xavier Woods' dream is being King of the Ring. So in the semifinal, I think Kofi will sacrifice himself for his friend and let him win. And then in the finals, Xavier Woods versus Finn Balor. I'm all in on Xavier Woods being the King of the Ring. Go, Woods, go. As for Queen of the Ring, now I know it's called Queen's Crown, but I'm going to keep calling it Queen of the Ring because it sounds better. We already have the first semifinal, Zelina Vega versus Carmella. And they're both on a winning streak. Both Zelina and Carmella started a winning streak. I'm thinking Carmella because with her whole new gimmick of covering her face and the fans being in Saudi, I think Carmella will be in the final. On the second side of the bracket, we have Doudrop versus Natalia and Dana Brooke versus Shayna Baszler. Doudrop will beat Natalia, Shayna will beat Dana, based on last week's actions, and also that Doudrop came to save Dana, so it's pretty safe to say Shayna and Doudrop will be in the semifinals. I'm going with Shayna Baszler beating Doudrop and Shayna Baszler becoming not only the Queen of Spades but also the Queen of the Ring. That's my guess. All right, so Rampage last night was a pretty good episode, starting off with CM Punk versus Daniel Garcia and in my opinion, Punk's best match in AEW so far. Daniel Garcia is a huge future talent. He always looks good in the ring. He's been in the ring against top players. And even though he lost, that's okay, because he's losing to big names and he's looking good during defeat. So that's the whole point. I loved it a lot. Tag title match. Look, I love the Acclaimed, but there's no way that they're going to beat the Lucha Bros for the tag titles on Rampage. So, yeah, that was pretty obvious, the results, in my opinion. And in a pre-taped episode that could have, spoilers could have leaked of a tag title change. No, that's not going to happen. Then we have Jade Cargill squashing Sky Blue in a minute and a half. Now, look, Jade Cargill has it. I said it and time and time again, and I'll keep on saying that. She has the charisma, she has the character work, she has the looks. She needs to get better in the ring, and that's not a knock against her. She is new to the business, she's fresh, she needs to learn, she needs to study. That's okay, that's how you do it. But that's, in my opinion, having her squash opponents in a minute and a minute and a half won't help her improve. She needs to be in the ring against Thunder Rosa and Nyla Rose like she was on Rampage. She needs to be with Hikaru Shida, with Serena Deeb. People who will help her get better as a wrestler, as an in-ring performer, because she's got all the other aspects down. But, you know, a win is a win, and Jade Cargill looked great in this win, so kudos to her. And in the main event of Rampage, we had Ricky Starks versus Brian Cage in a Philly street fight for the FTW title. Now look, I love both of them. I think Ricky Starks is a huge star, and I know Brian Cage is a huge star. But this feud has been gone way too long. It was cut off by injuries, which no one is to blame. That's life, you know. But it seemed a little bit anticlimactic. And to have Ricky win it with the help of Hobbs and Hook, I don't know. I did love the fact that he was all bloodied up. I did love the fact that Cage didn't give up easily and he needed 3-on-1. But please, let's move them along. Let's end this right now. Ricky Starks can start a feud with CM Punk. They already dropped some hints of Punk versus Team Taz when he faced Powerhouse Hobbs. And I don't mind seeing him versus Starks. I think it's going to be a great feud, great promos all around. And as for Brian Cage, I said it in a previous episode of the podcast, I want him in the TNT title scene. I think he and Sammy Guevara can really have a good match together. And I think Cage should win the TNT title sooner or later. But that's my opinion about the guy. And all in all, it was a great Rampage. You should definitely watch it. Tonight, Knockouts Knockdown will air. I wanted to say it will be live, but it was pre-recorded. I did my best to avoid spoilers. I think the Knockouts division at Impact Wrestling is great. Women's wrestling is great. I can't wait to see it. I'm sure it's going to be a good pay-per-view. I read the lineup. It's a very promising lineup. I know that I didn't speak about this week's episode of Impact Wrestling. If you heard the beginning of the podcast, you know that I've been busy. And the episode I missed recording was the episode I was supposed to talk about Impact. But I think Impact are doing great. And I can't wait to see Knockouts Knockdown tonight. It's gonna be great. You should all just go and watch it. Alright, this is it for today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, then you can follow or subscribe to the podcast on your podcast platform. If you want to know what other podcast platforms this podcast is on, you can go check Linktree.ee/15-minute-time-limit. That's linktr.ee/15-minute-time-limit. Tell a friend, share this link with your friends so they can listen to it as well. And have a great Saturday. We'll talk tomorrow.